This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 413, recorded April 15th, 2015. I'm your host, Brian Kilby, your host and friend now for over 15 years. With me, we have Diecast, Matt, a.k.a. Melvar, Chris, a.k.a. XV, Rob Clay, and Headmaster Don Ferguson.
Hey, everybody.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Not bad.
Man.
Rainy.
Don, why do you have your video turned off?
Oh, audio listeners. Don does not have his video on this week for the video show, and he has had some internet issues.
Because video killed the radio star.
There you go.
Don's in a video timeout.
Yeah, but you know what? Your audio has been stellar since you turned off your camera.
And the cool thing is, I can wear no pants.
That's not a cool thing.
Okay. Let's be fair here, Don. When JD was on video, he still wore no pants. But
not as brave as JD.
Who was?
Yeah.
So, no one.
God, I think about him every day.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into things. So on the network shows this week, on the Transformers shows, we have Fanboy versus Transformers episode 6. And the guys review the Transformers number 40, which I haven't read yet. I'm like in the single digits on Robots in the Sky / the Transformers. Way back.
Just get ready. We have another More Than Meets the Eye at the end of the month.
Okay. Well, I'm caught up on that.
Finally. Yeah, I know.
God, I'm so glad I caught
you were
up on
catching
that.
Up, you were catching up while we were recording weeks ago.
Yeah, my appearance on the Transformers versus G.I. Joe is a little more active than my appearance. I hosted it, but yeah. So also we have the RFC minicast where Chris and Rob speak with John about Slingshot and Wild Rider,
among other things. I think we had like 5 topics that episode.
So somehow that got into my brain, and I actually dreamt about Slingshot. I don't know why, and he didn't appear in my room and, like, floating or anything like that. But I dreamed that I had a G2 Superion Combiner Wars figure, and I had a Slingshot. And funny thing enough, today I was preoccupied at work. I shouldn't say that, but I was preoccupied at work thinking about a G2 Aerial Bots box set, and I want all 6 Aerial Bots in there with Slingshot and Alpha Bravo with a new deco for Alpha Bravo and G2 colors.
You know what you do? Just dump Fireflight from the G2 set, because G2 Fireflight looks so similar to the G1 version anyway. Who would even know the difference?
True. Yeah, it's really true, actually.
Yeah.
God, Alpha Bravo is great. Let's see, we have...
First, lucky me, G2 Fireflight was the only G2 Aerial Bot I ever had.
But you had your G2 Constructicons to enjoy, so...
Orange, man, orange.
But you didn't have the combiner bits, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. Couldn't remember which ones came with the bits and which didn't.
Both the American releases in G2 had, it was just the UK one.
The UK ones, which everybody was selling back in the late 90s, because that's the only thing anybody had still meant on some card to sell.
Yeah.
God, I was able to get so much G2 stuff sealed back in the late 90s. It's hard to believe now. Let's see here. Being Awesome with Rob Springer was this past week. He wants me to tease the upcoming episode, which will post Saturday. Basically, it's all the stuff that you, the fans, find awesome. Rob's been doing exhaustive research on what Transformers fans find awesome, and he's going to talk about it. Pretty excited. And
does it have to be Transformers related?
Yeah. Yeah. And surprisingly, I don't think soap was on the list. Okay. So, sorry. So, I think that's it. There was no There Goes My Money this week, was there?
No, because there wasn't that much that
That's
actually,
fine, save it.
There was one item that came out and we talked about it last week on RFC, the Leonidas.
It looks like you'll have a pretty full plate next week, though.
So basically, we have all these Transformers shows that you know, we can help fill your week with Transformers goodness. But not every show, most shows will air every week, but, you know, like, due to, like, availability of certain things. Like, there was no RFC Extra this week because we didn't have enough to fill a show. No, there goes my money. But, you know, the thing is, I was actually speaking with Anthony Brucali from TFU.info, and it looks like here in a month or so, we're going to start back Transformers 101, which we actually never really started. And that will be on probably every other week. So more content. More. Really fun. Really enjoying.
There's just not enough days in the week.
I know.
Well, you know, we also don't want to be like CNN when there's no news. They just keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
That's a great idea, Don.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Don, I think we should have you head that project up.
I said
we don't want to be like that.
Now I'm just going to re-record old episodes with old news, and I'm just going to post them as new. That's a Don, you're a genius.
You need to get Don in on this, though. Like, he needs to be involved since this was his idea.
Yeah, Don, this is you head this up. You have my full support, and we'll make it happen,
what
okay?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, did anybody get anything cool this week?
Yes, but not Transformers-related.
So, it's no longer...
Tell us anyway, because it's worth the story.
What did you get? I haven't heard this.
Okay, you know, first off, I finally got World of Nintendo Samus, thanks to Don.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, nice little figure. And the other thing I got is a set of Gundam action figures I've been looking for 9 years because Nick Sardos on Twitter clued me into where I could get them for like $30 instead of the $100 they've been going for on eBay for the last decade.
How'd you swing that?
Little Japanese store. I'm pretty sure it's the same one Don told me about at one point, Jungle. And,
oh, okay.
And you read some Japanese, so you have you can understand some of that, right?
Well...
There's also luckily, Google Translate.
And the store is in English, and they do, you know, they do ship to the U.S. normally, so... I was just happy, though. It showed up in about 10 days, and I was expecting a lot longer than that. But, yeah, it's a really nice set. I'm going to be reviewing it for figurereviews.com within the next couple of weeks. And, it's... The only weird thing is that apparently the brightening agent, the titanium dioxide, started to leach out of the figures, so they're covered in a very fine white powder.
Oh, that sucks.
Whoop.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are notable because these were like mail away figures 10 years ago, and we had no way to get access to them because there wasn't like middleman services like we have now.
Yeah, and if you want to see some pictures of it, you can go to at Figure Reviewers on Twitter, and you can see some early photos with a nice glass bottle Cheerwine case as a backdrop.
Cool.
High class.
Yes.
So, I ordered the gigantic Megazarak, aka Scorponok, from HLJ, which they had on their website at about $75. Now, it's still on their website, but it's listed at $375, which of course is less than the.
Oh, did they put it back in stock?
I don't see a add to cart button, but it's there and
it's
listed.
Well, let's say discontinued.
Yeah, it says discontinued.
Then it's not in stock.
Okay, so the price there is 45,000 yen, which I paid 7,500 yen, I think, for it. Mm-hmm. So or 40 something. It worked out to about 75 bucks.
Yeah, you paid closer to 9,000.
I paid about I paid a little more than 10% of what the original retail was. So,
and you will pay more in shipping for that than you paid for the toy itself. So
Shipping was $78. The toy was
$75. Oh,
well, you paid too because you didn't get a confirmation yet.
I've got a confirmation. I just haven't been billed yet.
Yeah, that's normal with HLJ.
Yeah, which. Apparently,
I wouldn't worry about it.
I tried to create an account with them to pre-order Ultra Magnus, and it said it took, but it really didn't. But, and thanks to Vangelis for pointing this out on Twitter yesterday. So as soon as Don had tweeted to Vangelis about it, I saw this, and I was like, holy crap, immediate purchase. They also had Black Zarak, of course, the black repaint for the black and gold repaint for about 20 US dollars more. A great deal. I am super stoked about this. I wanted this, and it doesn't bother me that he doesn't transform because he barely transformed to begin with.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge, and like the important thing is, too, that they made it where it's like playable.
Yeah, so I am super stoked to get this. But that actually sort of leads me into the question of the week, which was, is Brian getting Dystopia?
No.
No. No. I bought a couple other things this week. I decided against it. Like, I got a new phone and a new smartwatch, and I got this. So I sort of talked myself out of it.
Okay, so now refresh my memory. When we were talking and John was here last week, he did promise to, like, put on a dress and dance on video for us if you didn't get it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we need to hold him to that.
We'll have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, where is John?
He's not here this week. Yeah. So I didn't,
he was too afraid to be here tonight.
I didn't yeah. get Dystopia. So I was a little scared about it. I wasn't getting it from a retailer. I was getting it directly from Make Toys or Make Toys. So if I got it and if something happened to it, I was, you know, worried about, like, any sort of warranty issues. That's a lot of money to spend. And I'll put that towards my BotCon trip. You know, so I'm not too worried about it, you know. Not too worried.
BotCon's not too far away.
Everyone is disappointed, Kilby.
I know. But you know what? I can still get Utopia if I want it. And I, as much as I like...
But Utopia's not Dystopia.
Well, yeah. as much as I like Metro Titan... I love Metroplex more.
Kilby, you're not cut out for Utopia.
Why not?
No, you're totally a Dystopia kind of person.
I'm more of Dystopian than Utopian, but yeah, didn't get it. So sorry about that. But I do have Megazord.
Well, on the other hand, you know, when we all go to BotCon, we're gonna throw John DeLuna in a dress and make him dance in front of cameras,
and you know what? You know what? This sounds like it'll be a great part of Don's birthday bash at BotCon.
Oh yeah,
Don had made a point to remind us during pre-show that his birthday is at BotCon. It's during BotCon.
Okay, I'm glaring at you all evilly right now.
All right, so here's how this is gonna work. We're going to modify John's deal a little bit. John is actually going to be the stripper for Don's birthday party.
No.
Chris, I have a particular set of skills.
That'll be the one we can videotape, and the one we can't will be for everyone that's at BotCon.
Okay, remember, I have a Massey.
But Massey's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I can bring him.
No.
Yeah, so Don, we have to plan this out. We have to make an event of it.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So I'm not into
Don,
like...
Don, we are going to sell tickets to your birthday party.
That's it. We can rent a club out.
So I guess, do we want to make this like a fan gathering? Because people have always asked why we don't like do some sort of fan gathering.
And, yeah, we totally should.
Like, okay. I'm like, I don't know. I worry nobody will show one and look pathetic. But, you know, I don't think that's going to be a problem. So then I worry about who's going to show because, you know, you haven't, Chris, but Rob Springer and I have had issues before where certain fans might pop up. And Don might have been one at one point, but now we love Don, so...
Boy,
I'm kidding, Don. I'm kidding.
Just use the Vaseline next time, Brian.
Don, for whatever it's worth to you, at 2012, when I got to meet you in person for the first time, that was a highlight of the event for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you being in all seriousness. That was the first time Don was on the show.
Yeah. From John's apartment.
God, Don's awesome. We love Don. People think I picked on Don so much, but that's because I love him so much.
Don's fun.
Do I pick on XV? No, he's a No, I love XV too. Edit point. No, so yeah, no, I think that's probably a safe word. They say it on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I think I've had too much caffeine already. So this coffee that I just made was half calf. But yeah, so it's pretty awesome. So do we have it this week in history? Because I haven't looked that far.
Yes.
Is it a good one?
Yes. And Brian, I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
I thought Don would like this.
Yeah. This week in history, April 12th, 1988, I was 18 years old. The Super God Master Force cartoon premieres in Japan with the episode Rise Up, Pretenders, which is the only way they've ever made Pretenders look awesome.
What was the dub title for this episode, anyway?
Good question. Which episode number is it?
First one.
Oh, The Return of the Decepticons.
Oh.
That's not so fun.
But it was like, the return of the Decepticons, something like that.
But so, yeah, this was the start of what is my favorite of the three main Japanese G1 shows. And they actually made Pretenders look awesome in the show. And then when the Power Masters and the Godmasters show up, they're barely even seen again.
I think the Pretenders look great because 99.9% of the time they're not dressed like Pretenders. They're dressed like normal people.
Right. You know, I love this concept of what they made the actual Pretenders. Because in the U.S., they were human shells that were 15 feet tall. That doesn't really blend.
True. That's a good point, Don. That's a great point.
Well, it fooled the Decepticons in the comics. The line is something like, well, don't those humans look bigger than usual? Well, that just means they're more cowardly.
Yeah.
So were these Transformers we had no media for in the U.S.? Because I remember the toys.
Comics and commercials. So if you wanted to watch commercials.
Yeah.
I say that jokingly, but there was a while where there wasn't a lot of media, so I went back and watched a lot of commercials, and I pieced together a little continuity in my head of what happened. So,
and also, especially the classic Pretenders later on, there was a lot of commercials with them.
Yeah. God, and some of the commercials had way better animation than the TV series had.
Yeah.
But,
and the Japanese commercials, especially the ones that were stop motion, were crazy.
Those are the best.
So I keep thinking, here my problem is, I always assume that people who are listening to the show or people here have the same experiences that I do. Mm-hmm. And people jump on at different times. Do yourself a favor and go watch some of the 2010 commercials and the Master Force commercials. They are crazy.
Yeah, all that stuff's out there on YouTube is easy to find.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. Well, actually, Brian, sorry, I'm waiting for the page to load. If you're interested in what we're talking about with the Super Godmaster Force, Pretenders, Power Masters, Headmaster Juniors, which was for us, Sirene, Hosehead, and Lugnut, the second kind of pretend of headmasters, then you need to check out, go to Amazon.com using our link at tfradio.net, and then you can they have Master Force, the complete collection, for $18.86.
I love you, Don.
Nice.
You know, that's actually a good price. I've watched Master Force and enjoyed it a lot. It's probably my favorite of the Japanese G1 series, just like Don.
I'm partial to Headmasters.
Headmasters I like in a completely different way, but Master Force is fun.
Yeah, it's a lot more entertaining. Victory just kind of
it's boring.
It's the one thing a Transformers show shouldn't be. It gets kind of boring.
Don, so you probably watched Victory before I did, but I didn't get into the online fandom until the late 90s, 97.
Well, yeah, because you know Don was trading Kmart Legends Pretenders for VHS tapes.
Yeah,
because I found 8 or 10 of them at a Kmart for $3 a piece.
But I remember people telling us how awesome Victory. I remember people were saying Victory is so great. Victory is so great. Victory is amazing. And I finally watched it back in 99-2000, and I was so bored.
Well, I think Victory has a lot of unique toys.
Yeah.
It just doesn't transfer. I mean, there's a couple of good episodes, where we get Lao Kaiju for the first time.
Yes, the funny thing is,
interesting. Don can't even talk about it without yawning.
I'll make a little bit of sausage here. So, I always look for feedback. Please email us, contact at tfradio.net, or click on the email us link, or leave feedback on iTunes. I love that stuff. But I always look for people mentioning us online. And somebody was saying, oh, this guy, he doesn't like Star Saber. He's such a noob. And I'm like, oh, God.
No, it's just of all the tropes and all the formulas you can use, to me, Victory is the most formulaic of the three series.
It's so boring. It, you know, like, if obviously we didn't get Zone, or was the actual Japanese series called Zone, or was Zone just the name of the episode? I forget. Zone was the series, and the episode had its own name.
Yeah, but it only had the one animated.
It was the Zone OVA. I can't remember the actual full title, but it was such a departure from things because it was exciting. It was crazy. It was crazy.
And all your
miners and capes.
Just imagine what would have happened. if we'd actually got that as a series. Actually, they probably
would have been boring too.
They would have killed off everybody by the third episode. And
no, it would have been boring because they would have spaced out all the stuff that happened in the 120-minute animation to 26 episodes.
Well, they wanted to make more episodes, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, but you know, it's the good thing about Master Force is all the toys that we had in the States was in Master Force for the most part. Granted, there was a lot of Japanese only toys, but if you wanted to see your toys in action, Master Force was about the only way to do it, to see these characters just in a different light.
Well, and the other thing too is that like quite a number of the toys that were shared between the Hasbro and Takara lines that year went without deco changes between them. So, you know, if you watch Master Force and you want representations of some of those characters, you just go get some of the Hasbro
in the
toys.
In the episode, I keep forgetting this, and I don't know why, because it's glaringly obvious. It was Enter the New Supreme Leader Dyatlus or something like that. So Zone was definitely the name of the series, not the episode. When you only have one episode and you have 30 years of crap just stuck in your head, it's easy to lose track. But yeah, man, I loved it. And, you know, like if we'd have got, what was it, Star...
Convoy?
No, yeah. What?
Battlestars?
Battlestars, yeah. If we'd have got Battlestars as a series, that would have been even crazier.
That
would have been awesome. Because, I mean, like, back when...
I think it's kind of a shame, too. Operation Combination didn't really get any support.
So, like, when I, again, started joined the online fandom, I started reading up on stuff, and I'm like, oh, what happened after, you know, well, I wonder what happened after Headmasters. So mm-hmm. I was in that mindset that, oh, this was the continuity of what happened? You know, not realizing that these are discrete continuities. If you think U.S., if you think Japan, who knows? But, but yeah, so like I that would have been crazy, like Super Megatron and Star Convoy and all that crap,
and Tiny Rodimus,
yeah,
Micromaster Rodimus,
yeah.
But the good thing is, right now there's not a lot of there's the comics out there, and if you're not a big Robots in Disguise G2 fan for the current series, I know there's people out there that don't care for the series for various reasons. If you want something Transformers related, this is a good thing to read, to watch, because you got subtitles, you get all the bonus materials there may be. So, you know, this is definitely something to look into, especially for $20.
So I agreed on and think it's great. I'm gonna move one news item up because I want to talk about it, because to me this is super cool. Unpublished Marvel Comics adaptation of Dweller in the Depths was discovered, and stuff like this. I mean, we discover cool stuff occasionally, but nothing usually this huge as far as material that we never saw. Like, there are rumors of like an episode or two of Zone that might have been made or something else that we'll probably never see because it was probably destroyed. But finding this is amazing. It's a shame that it's an adaptation of something that actually came out and not a new story entirely. But I love this. So
the background around it is actually more interesting to me than the specific thing existing, though, because this was in the possession of Dave Hunt, who was an inker for Marvel Comics in the 80s. And apparently he had even more pages of it than what he showed, but they've been sold off over the years. But this was the adaptation of Dweller in the Depths was part of like a series of filler issues that were prepared just in case they couldn't meet the deadlines for the month, so they would have this stuff ready to go.
Having backup stories on file, you know, back before really heavy super continuity driven comics was a pretty standard practice. So I'm not surprised there's some for Transformers, and I'm kind of hoping there's more out there.
Oh God, me too.
You know, the kind of sad thing looking at this thing after this discovery is we could have had this instead of the adaptation of the Big Broadcast of 2006.
I'm not sure about that, Don, because I think Big Broadcast is probably the same thing this was.
That was a full issue. I mean, we're talking about full issues, not backup stories, so yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just thinking if at one point Dweller in the Depths could have been produced instead of Big Broadcast, I would have much rather have had the Dweller.
So I wonder how hard it would be to track down the missing pages to this. I mean, obviously he didn't keep track of who bought it. Well, most likely he didn't keep track of who bought it. But yeah. I wonder if there's like the possibility of having an internet campaign to actually find the rest of this.
You know, that's an excellent idea, Brian. I can also
Don, mention, why don't you head that up?
Well, I mean, I'm not. I'm just saying we can mention in our media. I can mention on TFYLP that if anyone has these pages and
we may are the people that have it. Honestly, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how many people would actually buy Transformers comic art?
I know, but look, I'm just saying if we could pull enough of the pages together to get a. I mean, we all know the story.
I mean, look, we found Tommy Kennedy. How hard could this be?
Well, we knew he was alive, so.
And I'll be honest.
It's a joke. Just let it go. Okay.
I'm just saying this would be kind of cool to see this thing reconstituted as best as possible, like Shada was for classic Doctor Who, and see this digitally colored. That would be something nice on one of the websites to read.
No, it would be really interesting if, like, the missing pages could be found and as much as possible could be reconstructed of this to actually see the adaptation. That would be really interesting.
Because Dweller in the Depths is one of the few Season 3 episodes that I actually like and we'll go back and rewatch.
You know, I was just thinking, what would a Marvel Comics adaptation of Killing Jar look like when everything's block colored?
Oh my god, it'd be glorious. It would be glorious.
Oh, web world adaptation.
Don't tease with things we'll never have.
Yeah. Okay. So moving along, you know, BotCon's coming up in a couple months, and for the last 5 or 6 years, something like that, we've had the Hall of Fame. Maybe longer than that. How long have we had the Hall of Fame? Since 2009?
Wasn't it like 2010?
Was 2010 the first one?
So 5 or 6 years, like you said.
Whichever one that Dinobot didn't win. That was 2010. So voting is up. We go to tformers.com, and polling ends April 19th at 11:59, so that doesn't give you a lot of time. And please, no Erector.
No, Erector's not on our list.
Oh, who is on the list, actually?
Well, you can go and look. There's three different polls up. Because this year they're actually inducting what they're calling the musical act associated with Transformers, which
Cold
is
Slither?
Just, you know. No, like
Stan
real world
Bush.
World Stan Bush is already in the Hall of Fame, so no.
Vince
but,
DiCola
got, like,
is Vince, not.
Cheap
right,
Trick.
Right, he's on there, and last I looked, I think Vince DiCola is actually in the lead on our poll.
Cheap Trick? What did Cheap Trick have to do with Transformers?
They did. I fact checked the list before I put it up. They did something, but I don't remember off the top of my head. They did a cover of Lion's Transformers theme for the second or third movie.
Okay, so I have to take issue with the combiners. So Lyo Kaiser 1 wasn't released by Hasbro. Battle Gaia, not released by Hasbro. Raiden, not released by Hasbro.
I voted for Battle Gaia anyway. So.
I love Battle Gaia. Don't get me wrong, but I would like for this to be like a would make sense for Hasbro to have it in their Hall of Fame. Ruination, I guess. Piranicon. I haven't decided who I want.
Well, then maybe Piranicon. We'll get a Platinum re-release, and then they can put it in the Hall of Fame. Brian, would that make you happy?
Yeah. And favorite character. Ooh, Cyclops. Optimus Primal.
Cyclonus.
Rapido, Lockdown, Knockout, Tarantula, Swerve. Oh, Swerve, sweet.
Yeah.
And Rat Bat. Oh, I gotta go with Rat Bat.
You know, I really like the BotCon representation of Rapido from the jazz mold in the comic.
Yeah.
You know, because that just sort of really made him a fun character.
Wasn't that the Prowl mold?
No, it's the jazz mold, isn't it? No, you're right, it's Prowl.
Yeah,
jazz mold wasn't even out then.
If it was a jazz mold, I'd have to have one.
Yeah, sorry. So many jazz molds floating around. It's sort of default.
It's a series named
and
Jazz.
Yet still not
sorry,
enough.
Rob Springer. Let's see here. So the Generation Cyber Battalion series figures seen on display. And wow, I didn't see this. So what in the heck is... So is this the Lego... things? What are these?
These are the simplified transformation figures that they've been doing, like that Starscream that showed up in the Children's Museum.
No, the scaled, the one that's it looks like it's scaled up, but not.
Yeah, they're up. It looks like they're
upscaled. Are they
upscaled?
I thought they
like
weren't.
They're large figures of engineering based on the Legends.
Yeah. And we finally got names and price points for the U.S. for both of those. The 7-inch figures are Cyber Battalion and will be $14.99. The 11-inch figures are Cyber Commander and will be $19.99.
Okay. Way to go. I'm going to just leave that there. So I did, last week we talked about found at Fred's, the Ultra Magnus and Skywarp. I actually didn't realize that Cliffjumper was also included in that, and I managed to find those guys at my local-ish Fred's. and so that's the first time that Cliffjumper has been released in the U.S., right? Because that was originally a retool from Takara, wasn't it?
Did Takara even do a Cliffjumper off of that?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
So, because I actually at first thought, oh god, this is a new tooling, but I did some research and Takara did it a few years ago. So I was super surprised to find Cliffjumper. So I got those, and they're actually at like $4.50 each, where a Dollar General charges $6 each. So I was pleased with that. And then I tried and failed to find another Fred's to buy more at, because the Fred's that I went to is now a flea market.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's still on their website. So
why did you want to buy more?
I would like to have another one. I mean, they're not going to be that common if they're only available at Fred's.
They're probably going to show up at Dollar General eventually.
Eventually, but they're not there now.
Did you not find a full set?
I found the three that I wanted. I mean, I didn't need another Optimus Prime or Bumblebee. Because
okay, I'm not seeing the problem then why you need more.
I wanted one to open and one to keep on sealed card.
So that you can, you know, just put in the box somewhere and
kinda.
In 5 years try to sell it on eBay and not get paid for it.
Yeah. Or keep it on my wall.
Oh.
Okay, so Don's been there. Yeah. Let's see here.
Now, I was just looking at the musical groups for the Hall of Fame because I was just checking those out, and I am torn.
Vote for Lion, Don.
The first two are easy. You know, Optimus Primal and Lion Kaiser, those are easy. But this, because Jam Project has done some really good openings, too.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
I mean, Jam Project's not going to win anyway, so there's no point.
So, tformers.com.
Just throw in for Vince. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. We have a spotlight on Minimus Imbus in height comparison with Generations Leader Megatron. Talking, of course, about Leader Class Ultra Magnus. Mm-hmm. And here he is. He's pretty.
I can't wait till that comes out.
Yeah.
Super excited to get that in hand.
So I saw Robot Kingdom mention yesterday that they're getting ready to ship out Wave 3 stuff in the next few days. So, you know, the Protectobots and Thundercracker are going to be starting to get into distribution.
Ooh.
So it might well be Ultra Magnus will be around BotCon time.
Holy crap.
Ooh. That's great.
Okay, it's sort of weird that if Magnus is out before BotCon, it'll be like Titanium Magnus all over again, where everybody's looking for it. And nobody has any.
Ah, but see, this will be worth the effort people will be putting into it.
Unlike Titanium Magnus.
People will be disappointed when they finally find this one.
Right.
True.
But after years and years, I find it at a con, and I was like,
But it's just weird. It's another Magnus in short supply that everybody wants.
The last bot con I was at when people were really looking for something was Drift? Maybe?
That would time out about right.
Yeah. Because Drift, people were finding Drift on the way to BotCon, which is like I found Robots in the Skies, the 2001 version, like the week before BotCon, and people were looking for that. But that was, of course, many years ago.
I remember also when Armada stuff was starting to come out, that BotCon, like the BotCon dinner, they had some of the Wave 1 stuff they were giving as like the souvenirs at dinner.
That's cool.
Where people on the way down had found the same toys and bought them on the way to BotCon.
That's funny.
So that kind of turned into an oops moment.
Yeah, and thing is, years later, nobody's going to remember if they won that like at a convention or if they found it at Family Dollar. So
yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, so I immediately pre-ordered these as soon as I saw them. Transformers Adventure listings.
I know I have pre-orders for those.
Well, I got Runabout Blackjack is Runabout, but I didn't get Groove as Override.
Don't be misled by the solicitation pictures. I mean, I don't think they're going to have a Groove-colored toy and call it Override.
So you think it'll be distinct?
I think it'll be Override colored.
It's so cheap that it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. If it turns out to be something different from what I expect, I can cancel it, but, you know.
So, yeah, this is, I like the look of Runabout, or Rungabout, whatever they called it.
Runabout is also just Blackjack with the color values messed with a little bit, so that's probably going to look different, too.
He's a little different, though. I'm definitely excited about these, though, especially
basically what I'm saying is this stuff, expect the decos to be different when the actual toys are made. Don't expect them to look anything like what these solicitation
photos are. Okay, well, I will go ahead and pre-order that then while it's still available during the show. So, but that's there. Let's see here. So, also, new Q Transformers listings. I got the Hello Kitty. I pre-ordered the Hello Kitty.
I mean, I was expecting Dawn to be going after that, honestly.
Here she is.
I like this for one reason.
What have I ever done to imply that I have anything to do with Hello Kitty?
I bought it, Dawn. I'm pretty cool sometimes, right? No.
I like this for one reason. If there's a way to bridge or get more girls or women in the fandom, I'm all for it.
Yeah. There you go.
No. On these new offers, I haven't had a chance to look through all of them yet, but what is this one purple jet with the two
jet, I think Skywarp. What is it?
It looks like it's a retool of the Soundwave mold from Prime. Kind of.
That's the Fracture Minicon Deployer figure.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because I haven't seen a picture of that yet. I didn't see that yet. Okay.
That took me a second.
I pre-ordered a couple of these. I think I pre-ordered Starscream from the Q Transformers line because he's just kind of like, they're like all the Seekers are just like really fat. I kind of like that.
So, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob. Mm-hmm. Now that there's the like Q Transformers Evangelion Prime, are you going to get one of those?
Probably not, since it would have to be a 3-pack, but I'm just kind of glad they exist.
I mean, either way, it's cheaper than the Masterpiece.
I missed that.
Well, yes.
It's in there somewhere, Kilby.
Yeah, I am kind of tempted by that black repaint that we talked about pre-show of the 8031 Prime.
It's part of this? Or am I thinking of the Bathing Ape?
What?
Bathing Ape is completely different.
It's green.
Was it the green and purple? Optimus?
That was the Masterpiece Evangelion Optimus Prime.
What's wrong with its head?
Was green camouflage.
What's its head? I see it. What's up with the different head mold? What is that?
The head is Evangelion Unit 01, if you're talking about the Q Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is three actual Evangelions that for no good reason turn into Optimus Prime's cab.
Okay, that's weird. For a second I saw that and I thought, is that Angry Birds Transformers? What is that doing there?
Well, it's Evangelion. By default, it's weird, is it correct?
Yeah. I don't know jack about Evangelion or anything like
that.
You're better off. What?
Evangelion Angry Birds. with done by Livio Remondelli for the comic adaptation.
You'd be all about that. Let's see here. So we have.
I'm very confused. I just wanted to draw attention to one thing in the Transformers Adventures solicits. There's a 2-pack mentioned of Sideswipe and Stepper with silhouettes. So we may be getting a Stepper from the Warrior Class Jazz mold in Japan.
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
Well, it kind of follows because they did the Rid Roll Bar from Strong Arm in the first assortment too. So.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing some different things with those toys.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. So, we have photos out of the box of the Platinum Edition Triple Changers. What was retail on this again? $80?
$65.
$65.
Shoot, I'll probably get these.
The more I see these, the more I think Astro Train looks pretty good in robot mode. The other mode's not really, but robot mode's not looking too bad, to be honest.
It still looks like a safety train to me.
I'm still...
Don't you want your train to be safe?
I guess.
You know, just if for some reason I see this, for some reason it's like Tokyo 6's new Zord.
It's not orange enough, Don.
I know, it's just... I don't know why.
I keep thinking that we're going to find out that there's something these color schemes are actually based on.
Well, like, people are thinking that Astro Train, like, loosely resembles Mock Tackle.
Okay.
I agree. There's, like, Rob's right. There has to be a reason for this.
Well, if you turn your head squint, maybe.
I mean, Blitzwing's really, really flywheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is very flywheels.
You know, they haven't done that reveal yet for BotCon, but everybody's expecting it. And I just keep wondering if this set was because somebody said, okay, we need a bunch of Blitzwing as flywheels. And they came back and found these. And it's like, where did you even find this mold?
Well, what it was is the intern that put the picture of Technobot Strafe on the side. Is the one that went in and found these molds, and it was the wrong molds, but they still ran with it.
It's possible.
I wonder how many people would be buying this set, like going in on half, and the fighting over who takes the Astro Train and who gets the Blitzwing.
Yeah.
Like, no, you take the Astro Train.
But no, one of the things I'm really looking forward to at BotCon is I want to be able to ask somebody what is up with this, because I am really curious. I feel like there just has to be a reasoning behind it, something that's being referenced that I just don't know
what. I don't know, but I want to reference the next news item, because frickin' First Aid. Combiner Wars Wave 3 photos. I love First Aid so much. He's one of my favorite Transformers from G1, specifically for Season 3. And this is beautiful, and it's a retool of Off-Road, and it totally makes that mold worth it. And he comes with an axe. He comes with a medical axe.
Well, I don't know if you could say medical.
But it's kind of like how Lifeline...
Is it used in a medical procedure?
I don't know.
You can use it to amputate things.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like how Lifeline in the cartoon was a pacifist, yet his toy came with guns. So.
Just one.
And Blades, of course, has retained Alpha Bravo's rescue missiles, so...
Yeah.
He's perfect.
And Street Blast carries a triple-barrel shotgun.
Yes.
That's the best.
Which I'm fine with that. I'm excited. So, these are going to ship in the next few weeks? Probably?
Robot Kingdom's getting ready to ship about, like, this week.
Yeah, I think the 17th, so Friday.
So Big Bad Toy Store has them listed as April, and I didn't expect them to hit. So
they won't hit Big Bad Toy Store in April. They will probably be mid May in U.S. retailers, if I were to guess.
So Hotspot still looks pretty good.
Hotspot looks amazing. What are you talking about?
Yes. I think Defense War is going to be the best combiner so far.
Superion's
got that one nailed, I think.
Yeah, looking at the pictures, I think Superion's still going to edge out the combined mode race.
But Hotspot may end up being the best Voyager, just
probably. I think so. See, Defensor has the problem of when you, like, move the hips forward, it looks like his rib cage has collapsed.
And the way his Hotspot's robot mode is structured, you can't really do the fan mode like you did with the Stunicons.
Yeah.
Because he looks like ape arms on stilts, pretty much.
Mm. And, you know, I want to say...
Still, Hotspot by himself looks great, and that's good enough
fantastic,
for me.
Fantastic, yes.
And Defensor will look fine standing still. I mean...
And the thing is, we're going to get Bruticus off this mold, too, most likely, which means we're going to have two really awesome Voyager toys.
Yes.
By the start of next year.
Rook doesn't look bad.
Like, Rook looks fine.
I like Rook.
I didn't say it looked bad. I said it doesn't look bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I'm really looking forward to the other.
And, you know, like, having another sort of a cop in there is certainly a thing.
Yeah.
In the Protectobots.
But plus, you can do the Hulk hands thing with the combiner fists.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm fairly positive feeling toward the Protectobots.
Yeah.
They're my favorite combiner, pretty much, so G1. Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
So I was going to say, before we move on, are they still available to pre-order on Amazon? Just in case anyone wants to jump on.
You mean tfradio.net/Amazon?
Exactly. tfradio.net/WC3, wasn't it? Or CW3.
Yeah, CW3, because that would be the actual abbreviation.
Mm-hmm. Let's check.
Isn't W3C the people who make the standards for
the World Wide Web Consortium? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are still available. You can do that now. tfradio.net/WC3.
No, CW3.
CW3.
They look amazing. They look amazing. Pre-order them now.
So, this I didn't see, so I'm a little surprised by this. An eHobby exclusive, Unite Warriors, Scourge.
Grand Scourge.
Grand Scourge.
Where'd the Grand come from?
Okay, this
Super
is
Link.
This is based on a model kit in evil colors, basically, of Energon Optimus Prime that was only released in Japan.
Well,
this is a reference to a thing from, like, 2003. So.
Yeah.
An obscure thing, because I didn't know to it. I didn't know.
Right. That. Well, eHobby.
Any hobby model kit?
No, it's just eHobby
Hobby Grand Scourge.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
eHobby just references obscure things.
The eHobby stuff usually isn't super obscure. I mean, it's relatively super obscure, but this one I had no idea about. So, I guess if you want that, get it.
And I forget
Right now, this is the way to get this mold from Takara in any capacity because they don't have a solicitation for an Optimus Prime in United Warriors.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget which
Psycast has gone deaf.
No, it's back now.
And I forget which Beast Hunters Optimus Prime that sword comes from, but
it's the Ultimate Hunter Beast Hunter, the really big one that Walmart ended up clearancing down to like $25 or something.
Yeah, and it was still more than I wanted to pay. But I really like that sword with this because if you combine it, it's still going to be pretty healthy sized for whatever you have it with. That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. And carrying, you know, that big meat cleaver, it looked like that thing could just fight a combiner by itself.
So is this up for pre-order yet?
The pre-order period has begun and goes into May sometime. I don't remember off the top of my head. HLJ is actually taking orders for this right now, too, so another option. Since eHobby doesn't actually ship outside Japan.
Well, there you go. Well, she'll be getting that. Now that I have an account with HLJ that actually works. So, let's see here. Anything else in this massive items? Oh, new photos of Combiner Wars Devastator. I almost forgot that this thing was coming out. And these are... these official? These are official photos, are they?
Well, these are photos from an event that took place in Brazil over the past week.
Okay.
So it's, you know, officially displayed and, you know, they were allowed to take the photos.
After people mangled the toy.
This isn't like a stolen Devastator or anything, if that's what you mean.
After longing and lusting over this thing, I forgot it was a thing.
Well, these are not very flattering pictures either. They're horribly mistransformed.
Yeah, I'm not going to even show you
like,
those.
The most interesting thing that came out of this whole mass of photos of Devastator is just the one with the guy holding it where, you know, you can see Devastator is a man's torso tall.
That's pretty amazing.
Which we kind of knew already. Yeah,
I think we talked about that last week, though.
Yeah.
So,
like that specifically.
Yeah,
it is nice to see it demonstrated, though.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Right.
Yeah. So JoeCon was last week, and I didn't even realize it. I wanted to talk about some G.I. Joe stuff, but I'll get to that after this. One of the things they showed off was we already knew about the Afterburner Marissa Fairborn exclusive from the Transformers Collectors Club. Well, it turns out that's going to be available to both the Transformers Collectors Club as well as the Joe Collectors Club. And, Mergerd. We're getting an old snake from Only Human from Season 3. Frickin' Bat, Stealth Bat, recolor of Prime Soundwave.
That works so well.
I love it.
I guess most people know about me liking G.I. Joe. I like horde bats anyway. So my wife said, how many of these? My wife's like, how many of these figures do you have? And I'm like, I can't tell you that. And it's Old Snake. And oh my God, I want this so bad. Thankfully, I don't have to be a member of the Joe Club. I used to be to get it. Oh man, I want these.
And of course, I just need it for the Old Snake. That's...
I want them both.
But and they're hoping to have these available in time for BotCon.
Yeah, I'm getting that at least. I'm going to be cashing out some stock to get these, literally.
So, from what I understand, there will be 2 bats per package with an Old Snake.
I'm fine with that.
Nice. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And, of course, Marissa Fairborn is, in continuity, the daughter of Flint and Lady J.
Also, yeah. We found out the trade name for Afterburner in this set, which is Afterbreaker.
Sounds like a fart. And that's based off the motorcycle that came with Firefly? Is that what that is?
I think that's what we determined when this was revealed last year.
Yeah. I want that, too. And it's weird that it's Afterburner, but of course it's Season 3, so it's fine.
Afterbreaker.
Yeah. I'm fine with this.
They'll find out they can't use Afterbreaker and call it Aftercutter.
Yeah. But my God, Old Snake.
Yeah, I want to get an Old Snake. So, I don't really need the bats. I just want Old Snake.
Yeah, I just need it for Old Snake.
So I'm going to go ahead and break format a little bit and talk about some of the stuff that we saw at Joe Con. I'm opening up TNI. But here we go. We got some figure subscription service 4.0. G.I. Joe also has a subscription service. Barricade, okay. Freaking Billy. I love that. Billy's the son of Cobra Commander, and we've never had a Billy figure, and we're getting that, and that's pretty amazing.
I thought it was Blaster.
What?
That's what I thought.
I'm missing something. What?
Billy was Blaster.
Oh, sorry. I was totally in G.I. Joe mode. I wasn't thinking about the dubs. But yeah, we're getting a Billy.
Well, you never should think about the dubs.
No. We're getting an Inferno Bat, which is great, because I love that toy. Love that color. And was that the only... A sneak peek. Tiger Force sneak peek. I love the fact that they're using all these Tiger Force colors. And a Mystery 13th bonus figure. Of course, the big thing, the big reveal was the fact that we're actually getting a new line of... retail G.I. Joe figures, and they look pretty darn good. The one thing
are that, they 12 inch?
No, they're not. But the thing that got me that I want the most, far and away the most, and I'm trying to pull it up right now, is the SDCC set, which includes a repaint of Snowcat, because I love Snowcat, and it's blue and red, and it's beautiful. God, I want this so bad. I will own this. And I think it also comes with a repaint of the Sky, whatever the name of the jet is. I forgot whichever.
Sky Striker?
Sky Striker, yeah. Wait, I forgot that. I don't know. But yeah, so it's pretty nice. And it's the Desert Duel set. Yeah, that's what that is. But I love the Snowcat mold. It's a Cobra version of the Snowcat, which is even better. So, yeah, I want that. New G.I. Joe stuff. And there's a really nice looking Firefly in that set, which makes me happy. Let's see here. What else? Oh, yeah. You should check out Amazon. It helps keep us on the air. Like, no joke. I guess if I'll probably would have to pay for it out of pocket like I've been doing for years. But I don't like doing that. It helps me.
You know, I'm disappointed in everybody because, like, you totally did not make us enough money for Kilby to buy Dystopia. You need to do better.
Yeah. If people had rushed to our side to do that, I might have got it, but I didn't. But, yeah, no, seriously, like, for years I've been paying for this out of pocket. And we all donate our time towards doing it. But, it's – over time, cost of equipment and cost of hosting, we have to run multiple hosting accounts and multiple services to make it happen, and software and stuff. It really creeps up there. So, help us out. Just buy your stuff through Amazon through our website, tfradio.net. Click on the little Amazon widget or the logo, or just go to tfradio.net/Amazon. It's the stuff you're already buying. You're already using it anyway. Doesn't cost you a cent more. It only takes you a second longer to get there. And it really, really helps out. So we would really appreciate it. And buy your G.I. Joe. Your G.I. Joe through Amazon.
So, it's not a G.I. Joe Toys R Us exclusive.
Was it? Well, actually, that stuff shows up anyway. Like, I was looking at some Toys R Us exclusive stuff on Amazon that I need to get, because I never got that that Bat 2-pack, the Arctic Bat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's up there for the same retail that you would have paid for at Toys R Us, plus it's Prime. So, it's really awesome. And actually, one thing, so, pick of the week. I'm going to recommend everybody get either, like, a Roku or an Apple TV, and watch Netflix, and watch Daredevil. Because Daredevil was awesome. I just had to mention Daredevil somehow. And tying it to tfradio.net/Amazon was even better. Okay. Moving ahead to third party. So the SXS overclocking, not blur figure we have in hand photos. And it still doesn't really do anything for me.
You know why this called
enough, I just don't care.
You know why they call this overclocking?
Because he's faster.
This is going to be the fastest figure to go on clearance.
No, this isn't from Impossible Toys.
Yeah. But this isn't the first not blur. So,
well, there was a little legend size one.
I thought we got another one.
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Like we have a perfectly fine deluxe, but of course that came out what 4 years ago.
Five,
jeez.
I think, at least as a car, it would look more blurish to me if the shield was a little bit less detailed. That kind of bugs me.
And yeah, it's kind of like not
going to cause drag.
Yeah. It's like not G1 enough, and it's not
new.
Anything else enough. So
yeah, it does not go aesthetically with anything I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
I mean, you know, points for having your own aesthetic style, but a lot of time that's going to work against you.
Yeah, now we need
unfortunately.
Now we need the house to go with this doorknob. We need the whole rest of the line that actually looks like this.
Well, no, these people did do like a Gears
that went on clearance very quickly.
But there is something else out there that's probably, you know, stylistically matched to this.
That was the
continuously variable.
Yeah. Which looked nice-ish, but...
Yeah, again, like, who's clamoring for masterpiece-sized Gears?
I heard a couple people said it broke right out of the box, too.
I love Gears, and I have two perfectly good Gears already. I have an official one, and I have the iGear Gears, which looks fine.
Yeah, I don't... I was never able to get Legends Gears, because when I ordered it from Hasbro Toy Shop, they sent me an empty box.
Did they refund you?
Eventually, after they said they would get me a replacement and never did.
Great.
That's horrible.
Yep. Thanks for laughing.
I've never seen anyone ship out an empty box.
Unfortunately, it's not the first time that's happened.
Is he hard to come by now?
Well, I haven't found one.
I mean, it's not as bad as, like, the old Legends figures, like Cosmos and stuff from, like, 6 or 7 years ago.
I can't find it, it basically counts the same, doesn't it?
Well, Brian, that wave was notoriously hard to find because it was the last wave of the run.
Yeah, it was undershipped.
Yeah, so it was way undershipped. I mean, I literally bought the only four I saw in any given store for almost 2 years.
Don bought four of them, so maybe he can sell you one.
Yeah.
Wrong vintage.
Yeah.
No, I don't need Kmart Legends Pretenders. I don't have any VHS to trade them anyway.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, so moving along, we have the City Guardian Planet X teases an Omega Sentinel figure, recolor of their Genesis Omega Supreme figure. Is anyone excited about this?
No.
You know, over the last couple of years, I've seen the e-hobby version of Omega Supreme at various BotCons. And I've always wanted to get one because I like those colors.
It's pretty.
I would like to have one of those.
But this is a muted version of it, and it's boring.
I just don't like.
And it's going to cost like $350.
Yeah. I just don't care for the planet. I think it looks better as Omega than it does as far as regular Omega Supreme versus the Omega Sentinel. But you know, this is a pass for me, definitely. But I've still am always thinking about getting that e-hobby version at some point.
It's $324 right now on Amazon, Don. You should go to tfradio.net/Amazon and buy it.
No.
Okay.
I have Sever coming soon, so.
Yeah.
But I'll stick with Bannerjohn Omega Sentinel.
Ah, damn it. I don't know why you think you have Sever coming soon, because we haven't seen a box for it or anything. So I think you've got a little bit of a wait.
Soon will be between now and the end of the year. I'm aware of that, but. I'm just saying.
Definition of soon is pretty.
Well, I mean, that happens when you get older, Diecast.
I got my Omega Sentinel from Energon for like $20. It's pretty great.
I never found one when the clearance sale was going on.
Well, I got mine from Canada.
Well, Diecast, the BBC.
I got mine from Target.
The BBC showed a Doctor Who trailer in October back in February and said it was coming soon. So
they showed the trailer in October back in February. Well, I mean, that works for Doctor Who, I guess.
but I'm just saying that's the same definition of soon, is sometime between now and then. I'm sure several will come out.
I liked Chris' explanation because he just said, you know, you'll probably blink and it'll be Christmas. So,
yeah.
No, but not really because you can't blink.
So, Rob, what's on tfomers.com right now?
Okay, well, XE's been pretty busy this week. We've got his review of the Transformers number 40. Also, reviews of two more Stunicons, Dead End and Off Road. I think Menasor is coming once the sheer size of the thing is not vexing to photograph. That's just my guess. Waiting for confirmation, XE.
Oh, you didn't hear me shrug, I guess.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I was busy looking at the notes and did not see your shrugs. So. We've also got the covers to Robots in Disguise Zero, which is the Free Comic Book Day issue, and to issue number one. And photos of the legends that you found at Fred's. So.
Yay! Mm-hmm. So I can't find them right now. They're misplaced. And I still haven't been able to find my Wave 1 figures, which I'm missing basically all of the Deluxes and both Voyagers. So if you've seen my Wave 1 Combiner Wars figures, please let me know.
I swear, Brian, it was the chicken. The chicken came back as a ghost or a zombie and hid the figures from you.
It's a chicken, I tell you. A giant chicken.
Chicken Boo. What's the matter? God, Chicken Boo comes up too often these days.
It needs to come up and then be fried in the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices, 7 of which
I had chicken for dinner.
Nice.
So you felt like chicken tonight.
Yeah.
He felt like chicken tonight. He doesn't feel like it now. What was that? I feel like chicken tonight. I don't remember what the actual brand, the product was.
Is that chicken tonight?
It was called Chicken Tonight.
Chicken Tonight.
Yeah.
So that, great marketing. It's like that Simpsons bit where Homer is talking about the bus that had the speed, you know, past whatever, and it was the speed was blah, blah, blah. The speed was blah, blah, blah. I think it was called the bus that couldn't slow down. It's kind of like that. Yeah, okay. Daredevil was awesome. Everyone should go watch it. If you like Marvel Comics or not, watch it. It's really great. So, and it's on Netflix. Kim and I watched it. Kim liked it better than I did.
Wow.
Yeah, she loved it. She loves violence.
Oh.
She loves violence.
I am not surprised at all.
Is that why she beat you?
Yeah. She doesn't beat me.
No, you're confusing her with Massey, Diecast.
Yeah.
We were at Shardacon. You can't.
Did she hit me at Shardacon? I don't remember.
I think she wanted to hit you
at
DFCon, though. So
there was definitely a raised fist or two.
She has never actually physically hit me.
Yeah, you just stick with that story. We understand you're in a difficult position.
True story. Okay.
She could be lurking where she could hear him. So.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So anybody have anything before we wrap up? That's a no.
No.
We'll be back next week. Do we have any? No. Do we know what's coming up next week? Any? Oh! Before I end, did BotCon share the news?
No.
No, it's still not up.
I look like
BotCon's getting older. They're having a problem.
Hey,
good night, everybody.
Hey.
So next week we will tell you what BotCon's reveal is going to be from about in about 15 minutes. They're going to reveal it in about 15 minutes, and you'll find out about it next week. So,
but if you're on our live Google Plus Hangout, you may get the reveal actually at the Hangout.
Yeah.
On the other hand, next week probably we'll have two reveals to talk about because you know this one was supposed to go up yesterday.
Well, there you go. Okay, so we'll be back next week. Have a good one.
They need some fiber. It'll make it regular.
Fiber does wonders.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.